Hello everyone, welcome back to another episode of The Mixed Genre. I'm your host, Fernando Lopez. I'm joined once again right here with my little brother,
Roberto.
So today we're going to be discussing the newest album from Pop Smoke, Shoot for the Stars, Aim for the Moon, which is the debut studio album from Brooklyn's Pop Smoke, and it's his first project to be released posthumously. Since he passed away during, I think it was February when he passed away.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. So, you know, Pop Smoke, he was a rising star in the drill rap scene, but, you know, he passed away. I think he mentioned that it was a home invasion.
Yeah, it was a home invasion. Well, they shot him there.
Yeah, I'm not really that into the life of Pop Smoke. I never really heard many of his songs. I've only heard his two most famous ones, Welcome to the Party and Dior. But other than that, like, oh, and also a feature from the Jack Boys, which is a project from Travis Scott. I heard that song too. I forgot which one it was exactly. But other than that, I never heard anything else from him. But this album in particular, one reason why I'm going to be, you know, discussing, it's because my little brother here, he's always telling me, oh, you never talk about rap in your podcast. And I'm telling him, well, have you heard all my episodes? Because if you were to hear all of them, you would know that I do talk about rap. But in this case, he's in it, and it's going to be interesting to also hear his opinion on this album. So we're just going to dive right into it. We're going to go track by track to discuss what we liked about it, what we didn't. So the first song we have here, I didn't really have a strong opinion on it. It was just like a whatever song. The track was okay. Not, honestly, they could have just taken this song out of the album, and we could have just started with the first song that could have been Aim for the Moon, which is actually the second song on the album.
Yeah, like, I agree with you. The first song was just like, I feel like they kind of had that like in an EP or something. It wasn't something like special. It was just like something average, sure. But yeah, I agree with you. They should have started it with the Aim for the Moon.
Yeah, so since we're talking about Aim for the Moon already, yeah, I do enjoy that twinkling effect that they use in the distance. And like I mentioned, it feels also like a Travis song. This could have easily be something that Travis Scott would have worked with in maybe the last album he released. And that's basically all I have for that song.
Yeah, well, me personally, the thing I liked about, you know, some two things that I catch that he says is Mr. Dior, they know where it started. And also, welcome her to a party, the after parties, after party, then party again. Like, I like how he put those two things in the verses, because they're like, technically, he's bringing back the two songs that brought him to fame, Dior and Welcome to a Party.
Mm-hmm. And track 3, For the Night. This is actually one of my favorite songs from the album. It has an awesome chorus, even though I'm not a huge fan of Lil Baby. He did his thing, you know, it wasn't that bad. And The Baby, which is also featured in the song, he just did his signature flow, you know, in and out, easy. So the track wasn't really that bad. So I really enjoyed this.
Yeah, well, me, the little baby has some parts that actually made me laugh a little. He's like, honey racks in the bag, that's a honey bun. And I just go Ray Charles, they can't see me. Like, it's pretty simple what he's trying to say, but it just made me laugh the way he says it.
Yeah. I mean, anytime when someone mentions Ray Charles, and you already know it's talking about either like sight,
yeah, or you can't see this.
So, I mean, it's a classic Ray Charles reference.
And also, how the baby ends his his verse, I like, because it pays homage. He says, rest in peace to the pop, make me smoke ya. So, like, you know, just praying, he's technically playing on his name, like, pop and smoke ya.
Yeah. That was a cool line. And track 4, 44 Bulldog. I didn't really like this one because they overdo it with the ad-lib. Like, it's a designer, you could say, inspired ad-lib. The gun noises. But other than that, I do love Pop's flow over this, like, gloomy beat.
Yeah, me personally, that's something that actually attracted me a little to Pop Smoke, are his ad-libs and how he goes like woo woo and like, you know, I'm not even close to doing.
Yeah, it was
this,
like, it was a rapid like fire.
Yeah, his ad-libs and
fire gun noise.
Yeah, that's something that attracted me to him. Because he actually did them good, and yeah, I personally like the song actually, like, you know, what he talks about his flow, everything. The only thing I didn't like is that sometimes the B sounds higher than his voice. But that's it. I did like the track.
Yeah. Yeah, like, going back to what you said, like, they overdo it because the designer-inspired ad-lib, it gets loud and repetitive in some cases where I feel like they should have, like, just cut it off. But other than that, it was decent. So moving on to track 5, Gangstas, is another song that I like. I really enjoy how the high hits pick up halfway, mm-hmm. like during Pop's verse. I really, it was a nice touch, like to make the beat more uplifting and energetic.
Yeah, I personally like this, the chorus, like how he, like, again, his flow, like, it's not just his flow, it's also his voice, like, it for me, the beat and his voice, they, what's the word, they, like, complement each other, mm-hmm. like, they go along. So yeah, but I actually like this song. I like the verse, like, little wordplay in it for me personally. That, like, that's how I see it. But yeah, I like this track. It's one of my favorite ones.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that one is gonna be one that I'm gonna keep coming back to. And track 6, yeah, it's not really one that I'm gonna keep coming back to. It has a cool beat. Almost reminds me of like a summer beat. With those, like, vocals singing in the background. It was a nice touch, but other than that, it was, like, whatever. I'm not really gonna go back to that one.
Yeah, like, I liked it a little. There's a specific bar I catch. He was like, "Cause I rock the nation, Jay-Z's." Like, something simple, but I like how, you know, cause Jay-Z's, his brand is Rock Nation. Like, I like that part right there.
Mm-hmm. And Creature, for sure, is one that I'm not gonna keep coming back to. It's just like a typical rap song, you know, like, you know, the most common rap subjects, money, girls, drugs, you know, that type of stuff. So, I mean, if that's what you like hearing, then go ahead and hear it. But I've heard it so many times that, like, I'm sick and tired of it.
Yeah, I get what you're saying. You know, we're saying our reviews, but I like to go into details of the lyrics and stuff. So, like, I found, like, I like to catch bars that, like, mean something. Mm-hmm. So he says, yeah, it got real in the trap house. I went this sometime in the jail because I'd rather take the fast route. Like, that bar right there is, like, you know, sure, like,
yeah,
you know, it that's a illegal is the fastest route. But yeah, that's just something I catch.
Mm-hmm. And track 8, Snitching. Honestly, this felt like a Quavo song. Quavo had most time in this track that Pop only had one verse, and Feature also had just one verse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and this song, honestly, like, I feel like they could have done better. Like, I don't feel like Quavo, his verses did go with, like, Snitching a little, but wait, was the other guy on it?
Feature,
right?
Yeah.
Feature and Pop Smoke, I didn't really like. They were talking about jewelry and stuff, and I'm just like, that doesn't really go along with the topic.
It was a bland feature from Future, but other than that, like I mentioned, it just felt more like a Quavo song.
Mm-hmm.
So moving on to track 9, Make It Rain. Now, I was 50-50 on this one. I do love the beat. It was like a heavy beat,
mm-hmm.
but the part that ruined it for me was the feature from Roddy Rebel, which I've never heard of him until I heard this track. I feel like he kind of ruined it for me because it was a collect call, so, which basically, that's when you get a call from prison.
Yeah.
So the effect of how it sounded when they put it on the track, I feel like it didn't complement it. I know what they were trying to go for, but I just felt like it didn't deliver. So if they would have to have his feature, like, naturally in the studio, the song would have been good. But since it was a collect call, yeah, the effects, the production didn't really seem that good.
Yeah. Well, my thoughts on that track is, I liked it. I liked the beat, you know, everything. I actually did like Roddy Rebel's verse. It was pretty good. But yeah, I feel like they could have worked on the production a little more, like, make it a little more clear, because you can still hear the static. Like, that's gonna stay there, because, you know, it's a collect call.
Yeah.
It's a phone call. But yeah, I feel like they could have tweaked it a little more. And also, like, well, I'm not sure if this is because, you know, this is, you know, he passed away. I'm not sure if they purposely recycled his bars, or he did that. I'm not sure about that. But yeah, I noticed that there were a lot of recycled bars in that song.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and now they mentioned that, so, like, many of you guys already know, this is a posthumous album, so obviously Smoke has passed away, and the studio needs to figure out what to do with the verses that Smoke has already recorded, and figure out how to put, like, a beat over it, and they need to figure out exactly how it's gonna make it sound good, even though Smoke is no longer there, to tell them, oh, you know what, this could go here. Even though in some cases the artist doesn't really have that much power over the production, I'm not sure how he was during the studio, but I feel like if he was still alive, the songs could have come out a little bit more better. Because as we're gonna go more along in the tracklist, there were certain songs where I felt like it was too short and a little bit underwhelming. So that it was just something I want to, you know, bring up right now, since we're gonna talk about it later on. So I'm moving on to track 10, which is basically what I was mentioning right now. So I felt like this song was underwhelming because I expected more from 50 Cent.
Honestly, yeah. Not just because, you know, he's 50 Cent, but, like, you know, he had, like, wordplay, you know, when was starting off and stuff. So, like, you know, some artists just don't do good well over time. Me personally, I don't feel like 50 Cent has gone better, or, like, he's still the same. I feel like he's gone downhill.
Yeah.
But yeah, honestly, I was expecting, like, more wordplay, metaphors, and stuff like that, but I guess not.
Mm-hmm. And one thing that was interesting was the other feature, Roddy. I forgot. Roddy Rich? Was it Roddy Rich?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Roddy Rich. He sounds like Trippie Redd in some points. I'm not sure if you noticed
that. I didn't catch it.
Trippie has this, like, iconic, like, high pitch, like, when he goes yas.
Yeah.
It has, like, a specific sound to it.
I get what you're saying. Yeah.
When Roddy was singing, like, the parts in the song, some parts sound like Trippie Redd, and I thought it was Trippie Redd until I looked at a feature list and I was like, oh no, it's not him. So it just caught my eye, my ears, you know.
Yeah,
that was like, wait a minute. But other than that, it was an okay song, but I really wanted more from 50 Cent. And moving on to track 11, West Coast. In my opinion, this is just another bland song. It was nothing special. It was just a decent beat. It was okay.
Yeah, I personally did like it. I just felt like they could use a more West Coast beat. Like, I don't know. I don't feel like it was represent. Like, I know he's not from the West, but, like, I feel like, you know, if he was gonna do something West Coast, it should have been a little more West Coast, like with the. I think they're called bass case or whatever. I forgot. I don't know the instruments, honestly. Mm-hmm. But yeah, like, I don't feel like it was a West Coast beat, personally.
Yeah. Yeah, I get what you're saying.
The thing I did like is he's like, in the chorus, he's like, somebody called Batman Robin. I like that part.
Yeah, I got that one. I did like that one.
But so, yeah, how you said the song is, like, typical.
Yeah, it was okay. It was decent. It was, like, whatever. Not something I'm gonna keep coming back to. Track 12, Enjoy Yourself. Now, what I do enjoy about the song is Pop's voice over the beat. It's like a perfect like summer beat with the acoustic guitar in the background. And even though I'm not a big Karol G fan, she did okay on the verse.
Yeah, I agree with you. I like it when songs like match up below, like the Spanish and the you know, just regular English and stuff. So yeah, I like that, like what he did with that song. And me personally, I feel like this song is like gonna be one of those songs that blow up later, like not when they come out. Like
yeah, I mean, cause
until it hits like the Karol G fans, I feel like it's gonna be I feel like these two things are gonna happen. They're gonna see all Karol G's features here, cause I mean that's what happens with features. You start finding out about other artists and stuff. So people that like Karol G might be like, oh, I like this song, or I like the guy Pop Smoke, let me get into him. So he might blow up a little, well, he might get his fans base a little bigger. And also Karol G, like, she's gonna bring in other fans that aren't really into rap or whatever, but they're like, oh, Karol G's in it, let me listen.
Yeah, because she's a huge star in the Latin pop, you could say also like reggaeton community. Yeah.
That's why I'm saying that like, it might blow up later, like once it hits the other fans and stuff.
And track 13, Mood Swings. Honestly, I did not write anything for this one because I don't care about this one.
Honestly, it was a good song, but it's like, I don't know, I feel like they kind of just made it more.
Yeah, I mean,
more.
This one has Swae Lee in it, didn't it?
Specific word. Yeah, no, Lil TJ.
Oh, Lil TJ, sorry.
Yeah, and I like Lil TJ, like, he's pretty good. Not lyrically, but you know, his melodic tone and stuff.
Yeah, like, yeah, like.
Yeah, like, that's the thing about.
It's popular with now, you know. Now yeah. is basically a requirement that you have to sing at the same time.
Yeah.
Even though you're considered a rapper, you have to have like a melodic verse in your song. Mm-hmm. Or, I mean, chorus.
See, that's personally like something that I hate about now. It's like, you know, I grew up with like those lyrical rapping and stuff that, you know, they use wordplay and stuff. So honestly, I was like, I like his songs, but I don't like him like to where I'm like, oh, like I memorized his bars because they were like, you know, clever and stuff. But I do like Pop Smoke because of his like his voice, his streets and his rawness. Like it all complements each other and stuff like that. Like what he talks about and stuff. But yeah, that's why I like him. But like, if it was someone else, I probably wouldn't have cared, honestly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel you. Okay, track 14, Something Special. Another song that I like. I'm going to come back for this one. I did not know until like we were hearing it until the end. I was like, the song sounds familiar. And the reason is because it has a sample of
Fabulous
featuring
Tamia, I think that's how you say it.
Yeah, the song Into You, which is a classic, you know, R&B rap song. And I really love the way how Pop Smoke made this track, or, you know, the production team, the producers behind
how it.
How they flipped it. It was a nice touch. Really good, you know, feel for the album. Made it like sound something that could be easily heard right now and during the summer.
Yeah, wait, that was track 14, right?
Yeah, 14.
Yeah, like, well, I listened to Fabulous' Street Dreams album, that's where it came out of. Yeah, I liked it, how he flipped it. And,
Yeah, if you guys haven't heard that song, go check it out. It's a nice song.
Yeah.
You're gonna add more? That was it? Okay. Yeah. Well, moving on, another song that has another, you could say, like R&B influence is from Differences, which is a song by Genuine. The song is the one that Pop Smoke used it for is What Do You Know About Love. I really like, you know, like I mentioned, how it took me a while to get used to the way how Pop's like new hook went over the Genuine sample, but eventually when I got used to it, I was like, you know, I like him. I really
see, like, that's what I like about artists.
I'm gonna keep
like,
coming back to this one.
Like, that's what I like. Like, if an artist could take it like a hit and flip it and make it a hit again, like, that's pretty, I mean, that takes talent, like, that takes a lot. So yeah, like, I like how it's, he took, like, songs that were already hits, like, you know, from the early 2000s R&B and rap. Uh-huh, he made them his own, like, he switched, well, you know, I'm not sure if he produced it, but, like, the producer, like, how they flipped it. You know, I like how, when they make the songs their own. Mm-hmm. So, like, when I was listening to them, I wasn't even thinking about the old songs, I was thinking about his songs, like, his verse, like, because I actually liked it.
Yeah, because...
it then made me think about the hits that they were before.
Yeah, if you... in my opinion, if you could do that, if you could take a sample from a song or a little snippet from a classic well-known song, but at the same time make it seem like it's your own, like you made it, like, that's really good, because that just shows how creative you are, mm-hmm. with your sound. You're not just gonna rip it off straight from the song and just have your verse over the exact same beat, like, switch it up, make it something different, but at the same time, something that reflects you.
Yeah,
your art.
There's a specific track, like, a whole bunch of songs have used it. It's Nas used it in The Message, and most recently Juice WRLD in Lucid Dreams. I don't remember the name of the title of the track, like.
Oh, are you talking about that Sting song?
I forgot how it's called. Lucid Dreams. Like the beat, the sample he uses.
Yeah, with the Nas, guitars.
Of what's that?
Of the guitars?
Yeah, that.
That's from Sting. Yeah, from
the Police. There's another song that used it too, that's like, it's a hit. But yeah, there's like so many hits using that sample, and they all sound different, because they all made them their own. Like, they, mm-hmm. you know, the way they produced it and stuff. So yeah, that was just an example I wanted to throw in.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, I'm going to be straight up honest. I didn't know that was a Sting song until I did my little research, and I was like, oh crap, Juice WRLD sampled, you know, Sting from the Police. I didn't know that song existed until I heard that Juice WRLD song. And that's what's cool about, you know, when people sample songs from different genres of music, like, you don't know where they come from. So when you look them up, you discover something you didn't know about.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a nice touch that I like about, like, hip-hop and rap in general. So track 16, Diana. It has nice production, but it's not my favorite song.
Like, if someone tells me they like it, like, I can see why, but it's just not my style, honestly.
Like I mentioned,
like, it's a good track.
It's the same subject matter of girls, money, and, you know, the typical rap stuff.
Yeah.
But moving on to track 17. Okay, now This one. This
was
what
know.
Many people came here to hear. I'm pretty sure that's what you guys are here for. Got It On Me. You know what? I'm gonna let you go.
What? Dude, this song, like, you already know how I'm, like, a big 2000s, like, early rap fan, like, especially 50 Cent.
Yeah, 50, dude. You always blast,
like,
50.
Always, and it's always Many Men. Like, that song is honestly my favorite from him. So, I love how Pop Smoke did this one. Like, I'm not gonna lie, I was expecting a little, like, he would talk, like, the same subject matter as 50 a little, like, in his song. But 50 Cent was more personal, of course. Like, if you know the backstory of that song, like, you understand, like, how in the back he says, you know, don't quote me on this, like, I don't know the lyrics by memory right now, but
mm-hmm.
he's like, he got hit like I got hit, but he ain't effing breathing. So, like, some guy shot him, you know, I don't know the backstory of the people and stuff,
yeah.
but... So he got, that's when 50 got shot down and he got hit in the jaw and stuff like that. And I guess a week later, like literally a week later, the guy that shot him got shot down and he died.
Wow.
So yeah, like, that's what he says, like, you know, that day made 50 feel a little more, you know, like,
yeah,
look
yeah.
at me and stuff like that. But, you know, I love how 50 did that track. And I loved how I mentioned how Pop Smoke took those tracks and he made them their own. The chorus on this song, like, you know, it just makes me think and stuff, like, have mercy on me, have mercy on my soul.
It's like, again, sorry, I don't want to interrupt, but it's like I mentioned earlier, he didn't copy exactly the same verse from beginning to end. He switched it up. He made it his own. Mm-hmm. Made it, you know, about him. He didn't want, like, people... I mean, yeah, he wanted people to know about his influences. But at the same time, he wanted the track to be special. Something yeah. that reflects his life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're correct. And like I mentioned before, too, like, when I came in, like, to this track, you know, I was thinking about 50. But when I got out of the track, I was thinking about Pop Smoke. Because that's how he made it his own. Like, you know, I saw his verses, like, what he's talking about and stuff. Like, I went in thinking about 50 Cent's All Many Men. But it was so good, like, for me personally, that came out just reflecting on Pop Smoke, forgetting about 50 Cent.
Even though in the song, you could say Pop was, like, also imitating a little yeah. bit 50's voice.
Like, even though he was, like...
He sounded like a young 50 Cent, almost.
Mm-hmm. And I like how, like, you know, if you guys heard it already or you guys will hear it, like, it sounds raw. Yeah. I personally don't hear auto-tune on the chorus. Like, it sounds like his actual voice, like his...
And I love this song especially, too. I really wish this one would have been the last song of the album.
Yeah, because it would have been a perfect way to end it.
Yeah, because the ending of this song, the production of the mm-hmm. beat goes away. It's just his voice. And I love it how they didn't cut, like you said, they didn't edit it to make it seem perfect. No, you could hear when Pop finishes one verse, he goes, like he does a gasp to get air to continue the rest of the verse. Mm-hmm. And I love that when artists do that, mm-hmm. they don't get rid of like little like noises to do in the background mm-hmm. or little mistakes, because they wanted to make like they're human. They're right there in the spot. They're not like a robot to be, you know, perfect.
You know, like I like to bring in examples, even though we're talking about Pop Smoke, but like Big Pun, he would do that a lot. Like you'll hear that. Like, I'm not gonna lie, like it would like not bother me, but then like I could hear it every time because he will always do it.
Yeah, okay, like, in some cases, it could get a little bit annoying, and you're like, okay, can you, like, cut that off?
Yeah.
But, in this case, like, man, it's powerful, mm-hmm. and it's more impactful.
But what I like about how you said how they, like, they took off the beat in the right timing.
Yeah, in the right timing.
Like, if you do it on the right timing, it's gonna sound good, perfect. So, like, whoever, like... You know, I'm gonna look into like who produced this track because it was good.
Like
they did it after many men. I think that's when they took it off. And like just the way he, you know, a cappella, like it was perfect. Like, I loved it.
Like it also reminds me of a track from the Red Hot Chili Peppers. They do something similar. I forgot what song exactly. I can't remember on top of my head. But. And the track, like, little by little, every single instrument, they just take it away. The mm-hmm. the guitars, they're gone. The bass, it's gone. And then the drums eventually are gone too. And you just hear mm-hmm. Anthony Kiedis, who's the lead singer of the Red Hot Chili Peppers, ending the song just with his voice. And that's basically what happened on this track too. Mm-hmm. I really love when artists do that. And like I mentioned, I really wanted that song to be the ending for this album. But no, we ended up having track 18. Tunnel Vision.
I personally still like Tunnel Vision, but yeah, I feel like they should have ended with Get It.
Yeah, I understand why they ended it with this one too, because there was a recording of Pop being interviewed by some lady from, I'm not sure if she was from news or music industry, but yeah, she was basically saying, so what do you want people to remember you by? Mm-hmm. Like, what do you want people to know Pop was here for and he did this? And do you remember exactly what Pop said?
I have the lyrics right here, so he's like, hold on. So she's like, what do you want your impact to be on the music industry? Like 100 years from now, how do you want people to remember you? Pop Smoke did this, he did that, he did what? This is what he says. Pop Smoke came in and changed the game. Pop Smoke came in and showed them a new vibe. You know the whole sound, the whole vibe, the whole movement. That's what he said.
Yeah, yeah. In your opinion, how do you feel Pop has changed the hip-hop community?
Well, I mean, for example, the drill, like, There's different that you mentioned. I'm not sure if you mentioned before. I forgot right now.
No. For the viewers that are hearing right now, so Pop, his style of rap is classified as drill hip hop. So it focuses more like of a heavy, more heavy production on the bass, on the hi hats, and it's really popular within also like the Chicago.
I think that's where it originated from.
And but it's everywhere now. Like you could, like I mentioned, how music is so diverse. Right now, the UK has its own version of drill.
I think Stormzy, he's like one of those, the famous ones that uses UK drill, right?
Yeah, yeah. So like Stormzy uses it, and for people that remember Chief Keef, he was a big, and still is.
Yeah,
he's but still, I mean, honestly. You could say he kind of like lost his popularity.
Yeah,
no one really mentions him that much anymore. But
I feel like he's one of those artists that they don't mention no more, but he's still respected.
But yeah, he's still done, respected. Like, yeah, definitely
for what he's done.
Like he did make drill music more popular. So if you want to know what exactly what drill sounds like, just check out Chief Keef. You know, people call him the GOAT of drill music.
Yeah, so like he was like one of the first ones to blow it up.
Yeah,
but like, you know, this is a more modern and more advanced drill, and it's from the New York. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so how you said like his impact? Yeah, like I could see after he passed away, like you know, sorry, hold on. Mm-hmm. Other artists started dropping like EPs and albums, and they started using drill beats. You know, I don't wonder why, because I know, you know, some do it out of respect. Some also use the word because, well, it's big now. But yeah, I feel like Pop Smoke, not has, he did make a huge impact on the hip-hop community, like, this past, you know, short months of his career.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, big career.
Cause, and it's crazy because I'm not sure if I mentioned in the beginning, but I mean, he was, what, like 20 when he passed away?
Yeah.
Like, that's insane in my part because I'm 21.
Yeah.
So just to see like the impact that he made just like a very extremely young age. Obviously, he passed away not knowing that he was going to die because it was a home invasion. But it's insane. Like just by that little amount of time he had, like the impact he had, and makes me just think of what he could have done when if he was still alive.
And you know, I'm just not saying this because he passed away. Like honestly, he had talent for what he was doing, rap and his own style and stuff.
Yeah, it would have been really cool to see how he would have, you could say, evolved his sound.
Yeah, because I could notice he was like experimenting a little in this album. Yeah,
he was experimenting like with like more calm beats, like a tropical vibe. You know, was the Karol G, I think that's her name. I forgot her name already.
Yeah, Karol G.
Yeah, Karol G. You know, blending like the Latin flair into it. But yeah, I mean, this album in general, even though I'm not a huge fan of it, because like I mentioned, it was when he passed away, he didn't really have that much, you know, production in it. If he was still alive, I'm pretty sure the album would have been more better. But for a posthumous album, this is not the worst. Trust me, there are some bad posthumous albums out there. This one, it's okay, it's decent. I'll give it a pass. Like if I were to give it a final score, I'd probably give it like a 6 out of 10.
Me personally, I'll give it an 8 out of 10.
Yeah, makes sense.
But you know why? Like, you know, this was only the beginning, not how you said. You know, I'll give it 8 out of 10 because I could see how he was experimenting. I would have loved to see, you know, him get better at it.
Yeah.
But you know, sadly, we can't.
Yeah, but I mean, at least we got some good songs.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just gonna run over the songs I'm gonna keep coming back to. It's gonna be For Sure, For Tonight, Gangstas, and we also got Something Special with You. No, sorry, What You Know About Love, and of course, Got It On Me.
Mm-hmm.
That's gonna be the songs that I really enjoyed. I'm gonna keep coming back to. And I really, really hope that he was still alive because I know that he would have had more hits along the way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so anything else you want to add?
No, that was it. Just that.
Yeah, so Pop Smoke, you know, rest in peace. And I'm just going to leave it here. Once again, I'm joined by my little brother,
Roberto.
Yes, Fernando Lopez from the mixed genre. See you and have a fantastic day.